Greetings, and welcome to all listening on the internet today. Abraham was a friend of God. Many times I've admired that. God said in Genesis 26, verse 5, "Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." We want to please God and obey His laws in a practical way. 18 years ago, there was a wonderful Friday night Bible study on some modern-day examples of the application of some of the Old Testament laws and teachings. Today, we'll revisit the application of some Old Testament laws in 9 examples. Today's message is entitled, Applying the Old Testament Today. Applying the Old Testament Today. The first 3 examples we'll dedicate to a young lady, Manuela Link, in our local congregation, who, with the Link family, love and care about animals. Mr. Norbert Link gave a fascinating sermon on animals from the Bible last year at the Feast of Tabernacles. Along with many other sermons, it is available on our internet web page under the category of audios. Today's first of 9 examples of application of Old Testament laws. You are living in a small town. While your neighbor is on vacation, he asks you to take care of his dog. The dog runs into the street and is killed. What should occur? Second example, same dog. What if the dog were stolen while you were taking care of it? Third example, same dog. What if it were killed in a fight with a Doberman? Let's turn to the answers in Exodus 22, verses 10 through 13. Exodus 22, verses 10 through 13. And we'll stay in Exodus 22 for a bit. If a man delivers to his neighbor a donkey, an ox, a sheep, or any animal to keep, and it dies, is hurt, or driven away, no one seeing it, then an oath of the Lord shall be between them both, that he has not put his hand into his neighbor's goods, and the owner of it shall accept that, and he shall not make it good. But if in fact it is stolen from him, he shall make restitution to the owner of it. If it is torn to pieces by a beast, then he shall bring it as evidence, and he shall not make good what was torn. Therefore, in the first example, in a small town, of taking care of your vacationing neighbor's dog, who is killed running into the street, he bears the responsibility. Repeating from Exodus 22, verse 10 and 11, if a man delivers to his neighbor a donkey, an ox, a sheep, or any animal to keep, and it dies, is hurt, or driven away, no one seeing it, then an oath of the Lord shall be between them both, that he has not put his hand into his neighbor's goods, and the owner of it shall accept that, and he shall not make it good. In most cities nowadays, as opposed to small towns, there are leash laws governing dogs in a city environment. In the second example, the dog being stolen in your care, you pay. As we have read in Exodus 22, verse 12. But if in fact it is stolen from him, he shall make restitution to the owner of it. In the third example, the dog in a fight with a Doberman, he bears the responsibility, as we have read in Exodus 22, verse 13. If it is torn to pieces by a beast, then he shall bring it as evidence, and he shall not make good what was torn. Next, in the fourth example, you borrowed a car. While driving down the road, you hit a rock, which knocks a hole in the transmission pan. It costs $475 to repair the damage. Who pays? Answer, you pay. We're continuing in Exodus 22, verses 14 and 15. Exodus 22, 14 and 15. And if a man borrows anything from his neighbor, and it becomes injured or dies, the owner of it not being with it, he shall surely make it good. If its owner was with it, he shall not make it good, for it was hired. If it was hired, it came for its hire. Fifth example, you borrow a car which has 94,000 miles on it. While driving, you hear a squeak and then a loud noise. A bearing is thrown, the pump breaks loose and goes through the radiator. The damage is $580. Who pays? Answer, biblically you do, but it is reasonable to split the cost with the age of the car. Next, for the last four examples, we'll stay in Proverbs. Sixth example, a husband and wife have a serious fight just before they leave for a dinner engagement with friends at a nice restaurant. What do they do? Answer, cancel. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 17. Proverbs 15, 17. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fatted calf with hatred. We'll stay now in the book of Proverbs. Seventh example. A good friend is in mourning over the loss of a loved one. You are in a happy mood and want to cheer him up. What do you do? Answer, leave him be. Proverbs 25, verse 20. Proverbs 25, verse 20. Like one who takes away a garment in cold weather, and like vinegar on soda, is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. You can comfort him, but do not try to cheer him up. Eighth example, you are the coach of your men's softball team. A close friend and member of the team is known to have a hot temper. He starts to yell at the umpire. What should you do as the coach? Answer, bench him. Let's turn to Proverbs 19, verse 19. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 19. A man of great wrath will suffer punishment, for if you rescue him, you will have to do it again. And lastly, ninth example. Your neighbor and his wife are having a heated argument in their yard. What should you do? Answer, nothing. Let's turn finally to Proverbs chapter 26, verse 17. Proverbs 26, verse 17. He who passes by and meddles in a quarrel not his own is like one who takes a dog by the ears. So in conclusion, here we are. We started out with a dog, and we ended up with a dog. We've seen 9 interesting examples of application of some Old Testament laws. God loves justice, and thankfully, He gives us good laws to live by in peace.